So here's an update of the why. Oops, what's going on? We started with refobs. Guy So Smooth and Chief Lot, who took us under their wings and showed us the rope. And then after 49 episodes, you know, we started to launch our own. You know, they've always advised us to, we needed to get our platform going. And you know what? Thanks to the Usos for having us and allowing us to, you know, I believe that without those 49 episodes, we weren't able to get to where we're at now.
I'm still working with WeFobs, helping them out on their end. And, you know, it's wonderful working with Chief Lot and our guy So Smooth. You know, you guys should check them out because they have a lot going on. And I am very grateful. Like Puni Mo said, they're the ones who helped us launch. Me and Puni were under WeFobs. And now we're here doing our thing. And we just hit the ground, put our heads down, and never look up. Every time we look up, that's when we need to fix something because we're learning as we go, which is a wonderful journey. WeFobs, thank you so much. You know, that's birth of Y Ooz. Now we're on our own doing our thing and lots of fun. We just love having, you know, guests coming on, people who are entrepreneurs, small business owners. And now we have women coming through. You know, we're celebrating Women's Month. And today, you know, they got Women's International Day. I received several texts, you know, saying happy International Women's Day. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah, so that's what's going on our end. And, you know, we're still doing things behind the scenes. And you see me here as an avatar. You won't see me with my real face until later down the road, in case you're asking. But eventually, I will come out with my face, and I have my reasons. It's all pretty cool, though, because, you know, this is the future. This is how I've been recording since WeFobs, and WeFobs all about the avatars. And that's why, you know, it was very enticing to me, because it's very nice. What else we got going on? I mean, we have our month book with Women to Empower Our Audience. Just want to give a shout out to all those who came through. You know, we email, we text, we go through your personal messages. Thank you for responding, and thank you for being on our show, our number one podcast in the world. You know, you got to speak that into fruition.
Amen.
So I already know where we're going. So it's not arrogance. It's just being very, you know, being very faithful to the process. And
trusting the process, correct.
Yeah, trusting in the process. And seeing everything come into fruition, little baby steps at a time. Telling you, it's all about faith, and we just keep going. And then, wow, oohs, man. And I just want to comment on the awesome shirt you have on there, brother. You know, and the hat. I mean, check out our merch right there.
Shout out to our listeners, because you guys are the ones that were, you know, asking and requesting that we should have some merch. And, you know, we have our old one, and I will be posting that as we're talking, the old logo. Shout out to Chief Lot, who did the design along with the guy So Smooth. It was a team effort, man. It took a team effort. We thought hard and long as far as the logo goes, you know. The word Y Ooz, if you go on our website, we have it all broken down. And really, the UCE, as you hear us say through a lot of our episodes, it's basically our Samoan language of interpreting the slang word of brother, sister, you know. And you can, doesn't matter what age you are, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? The UCE. UCE is, I'm not sure if it was America or Australia, New Zealand, who came up with the Ooz name, because it's actually Uso. But as you can see the logo right here, we have the UCE. And then this thing right here, we call this the Fue. But if you YouTube a lot of the Samoan culture, we have these stuff. And I'm gonna try to go in closer, because if you really zoom in, it has Ka Noa. Ta Noa is a little bow right here. And then the staff. You know what I'm saying? And big ups, because the designer who came up with this whole vision, this whole new logo and look, is my man Fu'a Le Tandu. And shout out to Vicky Fuiava. Vicky Fuiava is the one that came up. We had a hard spirit. It was a challenge. She's the designer of the Fue. This is, or I guess in English, it's kind of almost like a whip, but it's really not a whip. You know, like the whip that we talk about. But this is tradition, though. This is a culture, man. This is everything. If in case you didn't know, it's in brown. We're brown skin, you know, promoting brown excellence. And that's what it's all about. Did I miss anything, Queen?
Yeah, you did great. So the fluid was hard to find because we wanted to make it look like a question mark. But mm-hmm. when we're looking for designs online, it was hard because it was just wrapped around because we know how long the fluid is. So we asked our niece Vicky to draw it, and that's what she came with. And then, you know, the vision of the logo was excellent, the way our cousin Fua, the reason why there's a meaning behind the fue, the koko'o, and the albo. So what the shape of the question, it represent, the fue represent the wisdom and knowledge. The ta'anoa is the dot at the bottom of the question mark, represents service to the chief or the people. And then underneath us, he put the koko'o, which represents speaking with authority or conviction. So that's the meaning of the YU's logo right there. You know, it's not there just because it looks cool. It is awesome and great, but it has a deep meaning. And that's why, you know, the people that we have coming on here, we want all walks of life because we want to promote excellence, promote, you know, like brother said here, brown.
Our brown excellence, baby.
And you know, it's not just, it's obviously it's not going to be just the brown excellence. We all about everybody. Let's just, you know, I just want to put that out there, but we got to support each other. We got to uplift each other. So, I mean, in our previous long ago podcast, remember we talked about that crab mentality? Yes. When you see someone doing real good and you got people like grabbing them and pulling them down, enough with all that nonsense. You know, it's all about promoting everyone, promoting the community, promoting the small business owners, promoting those who are up and coming and wanting to do good. You know, so that's what the whole YOOS is here for. That's what I wanted to add on. I know it's pretty long, but it's important to know the meaning behind our logo.
That's what the logo's for. Yep, you said it right. Hey, you know what's so crazy and cool about this? The word OOS or USO. As you heard Queen just mention, it's not a one man gang. It takes a village, you know what I'm saying? It takes a group, a whole lot of people behind the scene that makes it possible. And like you heard us say it, we fobs, Chief Lock, Guys Who Smooth, we got Fua, Le Kalu, and then Vicky Fuyava, who plays such a vital role. And then also, you know what I'm saying? We also have a member, our member, we actually have one member that's with us, and she's our marketing director, Tara. I'm not going to say her last name because she hasn't granted permission to yet, but just know that we got our marketing. If you're liking what you see, to our listeners, man, you got a ooze in you. You know what I'm saying? By purchasing our product, as they say in the business world, to keep the lights on. So, you know, if you're digging our outfit, man, two ways to find it at the moment, which is on TikTok Shop. But in order to get everything,
bear with us.
On the TikTok Shop, is only showing about a sweater and two shirts. But through the website, it actually shows everything. And this is a call to action. When you see our stuff posted, I know it gets tiring at times. All I ask for, please, hit that like button, share, you know, pass the word out there, because we're doing this for us as a community, right? We're promoting our entrepreneurs, especially our content creators, man. I don't see a lot of podcasts or anything trying to shine the light on our, unless you're a content creator who ends up being a podcaster. But I've never seen any other podcast that's actually bringing the actual content creators and small businesses that are just starting off to like us. You get what I'm saying? I don't see a platform for that, man. We're growing together, but we have a target goal for our second quarter. We're trying to reach 1,000 followers. We're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. But we need your help, you know, just to spread the word. Yeah.
If our listeners, you have anyone that you feel that you want to help promote, you know, start launching a business or launching any type of business, it don't matter. If they just started like yesterday, we welcome everyone. Tell them hit us up or give us their address. I mean, their email address, and we'll email them and invite them on YOOS, because we love to share everybody's businesses. Everything, just promoting everybody. So come on down to the YOOS, because like, you know, we're all USOs, brothers and sisters, and we're going to take care of one another. this is just one platform for available on what all social media is basically, right, Punimo?
Yes.
Yes. So it's here. If you were, let us be the gateway to promote. It's free promotion.
That's what we get out of it, guys. Is the we take joy and also pride into sitting down with these. To me, I'm admire and awe with all those that are out there. For you out there that are doing this hard grind, man, believing in yourself, man. We're the same way, and we're just a podcast that enjoys having you guys come and sit down with us. Yep. There's a lot of y'all, man. Y'all made this happen for us, and I don't know about you, cuz, but I've been getting a lot of feedback. The cool thing that I like is about our pod is when they're tuning in, I love the fact that they're like, wow, I didn't even realize that we actually had someone doctors or didn't
correct
primary primary care. They didn't know none of that kind of stuff. Somebody even said, I didn't even know that we even had political figures. You know what I'm saying? So, and they were really inspired by that kind of, and to me, that's the way I look at it, man. I'm in awe of the fact that the brown skinned people are able to do stuff, because if you look at Pacific Ocean, we're the smallest nation or group of people in the world.
Small to the point where, you know, we're not out there a lot, but they're slowly coming out. We have judges that people don't know about. You know, we have attorneys. We have a lot of political figures out there now that no one knows, you know. There are Afakasis that are running for positions. Nobody know that they're Samoan or Tongan, or, you know, unless you really dig into it. So, yes, we have every professional. We're slowly getting there, and we just got to highlight it and just show our children and the teenagers and the young adults that you can do this too. There's people out there that look like you that can do this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I get feedback with the emails, but you guys see me, the Queen Wa'us, on TikTok. I'm working together with Punimoa. You guys are probably like, who the hell is this? But yeah, that's me working behind the scenes, getting TikTok stuff out there. And, but the comments are really good. Whether it's constructive criticism, by all means, send it. We're good with it. You know, we're not taking anything personal. We need that. We need that, and we're here to learn. You know, correct us. You know, if you don't have to be, you don't have to worry about getting ugly or whatever, because we don't take things personal, right, Pooni? Just take it in, and we're just like, thank you for your feedback. And you know, if we're wrong, we'll admit to it. If right, then we'll just let you know kindly. But other than that, go ahead, comment, like, and share. That's all we ask from you guys. And that's what Punimoa said. We get joy of just helping, the smile on their faces. And after, you know, people are emailing or texting us or messaging, great stuff. So thank you.
You know, just going back to our special guest host and stuff. One of our nephews left a comment, and I'm just really it touched my heart, because you know, it's an episode where Smack was talking about recruiting, and lo and behold, not knowing that even a nephew of ours was contemplating on joining, and it was just a little message that Smack was able to deliver, gave him a leeway. Mm-hmm. But like, kind of like finalize his decision making, because you know
that was confirmation for him.
Yes. and that's the essence of what we are trying to promote and also showcase on our platform, is a place of information. Mm-hmm. Because for me, I don't know about you, Queen, but for Punimoa, and I'm always saying this, I am that type that don't want to spend the time on Google to do my own research. Sometimes I just want somebody to just say it. And then, of course, that's their perspective, but at least there's information being put out. And let me be the judge of it at the end. That's where I'm at when it comes to our target listeners. It's for, like, lazy people like Punimoa, for some people that they say,
People who walk the walk, you know, who walked it, who are currently walking it.
Yes.
Like, you know, you... Charlene, the real estate, you know, she gives out great information. You know, she'd be putting out information bits and bits. And like me, I follow her because she gives out good information, you know, and I'd rather listen to someone who's been through it. And then we have Dr. Tui. Dr. Tui out here in, you know, Olympia, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I love the information she's putting out, especially coming from, you know, a Pacific Islander Samoan woman. It's great. It's just, I don't know. It's just a good feeling seeing our people doing what they do. And they're really, you know, professionals and business owners. It's just a good feeling. So, like you said, you don't have to Google. Come straight to Wa'uz, because you probably find something here in Wa'uz that you didn't think you'd get it.
Yeah. Yep, and then just real quick with some updates on J-Bed. We are going to, he's always going to pop in once every month or so, because we do have a, where we're trying to teach our coconut heads the gen, you know, the beginning side of investing.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, Pastor Ray, you'll see him pop in now and then sharing the good word. But also, Pastor Ray is an entrepreneur himself that purchases homes and turns around and sell them. So, you know, it's just trying to bring entrepreneurs, small business owners and content creators to our platform to shine their light. Because there's a lot, there's so much out there in this world that you can, you know, enjoy life and that you might be good at, you know. That's where it's at, man.
Absolutely.
Why? 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 Ooze? Why? Ooze?